Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just want to give you a real quick shout-out. We just got a date today where we will be in Michigan on September 17th. We are invited by that of Jack Coleman. He's running for state representative. And I was asked to be the keynote speaker, in which we were humbled that he would ask in the first place. It's going to be a Ted Nugent event. He's going to be doing the Star Spangled Banner. And then again, we have a plethora of other speakers there, my friend Mike Dittmer and others. And I am, again, going to be the keynote speaker there on September 17th. Downtown Centerville in Michigan. We've got about five or six more days coming out of Michigan. We'll keep you abreast as to how those things transpire when they do again. But again, September 17th, we are going to be out there with Ted Nugent in Centerville, downtown Centerville. I guess they're shutting down the schools and the such, so I'm looking forward to it. And I just thank God for the opportunity that he's enabled me and has found me faithful in putting me in the ministry to do so. With that said, friends, if you want to call in at any time, you can. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want to bring you over to this really quick. On Christian Post, this is brand new. It's interesting how Christian Post and what it is that they promulgate, what they broadcast. It's a real mixed message. It's very watered down. It's very biased at times. And at sometimes it's very telling as to what it is that they mean to do and what it is that they intend to do, because it seems more divisive amongst those that call themselves Christians than it doesn't. But with that said, they just got done reporting that Afghan men are now arriving in the United States with underage girls as their wives. Afghan men arriving in U.S. with underage girls as their wives. Well, where are the older wives? And where are the children? Because if you look at the picture, if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side, subscribe to the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side, subscribe to the page, or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. The left side of the page on top, you will see these images that I'm showing on social media platforms. If not, it shows a bunch of men coming over from Afghanistan, middle-aged men with masks on their face. And it's interesting, I don't have in view one woman that came with any of these Afghanis. Not a one. They're middle-aged men. They're military-aged men. And if the American people aren't paying attention as to what's going on yet, just last week we talked about the 35 jihadi camps that Sean Hannity and Anderson Cooper broadcasted and brought to the light back in 2009. By the way, both of them were great reports. And interestingly enough, friends, now we're talking about what's happening here. These are middle-aged men. They're not with wives that have children. It's middle-aged men, and they're bringing them over into the United States of America. Put that up against Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. What do you suspect is happening here, friends? Well, let me show you this, if you're paying attention and your eyes are wide open. Let me open them just a little bit more. My friend Cody from Illinois just actually posted this. He sent this over to me, and I thought it was noteworthy to share with the people as to what is in fact taking place. The Army National Guard 31E internment resettlement specialist. They're looking for internment resettlement specialists. Job duties, supervision of confinement and detention operations, external security of facilities, providing counseling, guidance to individual prisoners with a rehabilitative program, maintaining records of prisoners, internees, and their programs. I guess that's probably just all conspiracy theory, right, friends? No, in fact, that's exactly what it is concerning their ad. 31 check it out. Go online, jobs.nationalguard.com, jobs.nationalguard.com, and you can see for yourself, and you can find 31E internment resettlement specialists, and they are looking for these young people to basically oversee and supervise confinement and detention operations here in the United States of America. I know that's a far stretch to some folks, but the fact of the matter is, friends, what's happening on a global basis right now concerning this pandemic, it has gone way too far. What did you just hear during the break, folks, just a couple minutes ago about how over in Israel, remember how I shared with you months and months and months ago concerning what's going on in Israel, and Netanyahu was removed by his people for treason. Most people didn't know that. That's why you listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. He was removed, then they brought in another tyrant who seems to be twice as bad as Benjamin Netanyahu. And interestingly enough, the people in Israel, right after this pandemic surfaced, they called it vaccine holocaust. Vaccine holocaust. But you just heard during the break, friends, as to what has to happen before you can go over there. You have to take one of their fraudulent tests where they set you up for the fall. And it's interesting. All of this is laid to the people, and yet the governments still cannot, to this day, prove the virus. Did you know that? They cannot prove the virus. See, the burden of proof is on them, friends, not on you. Are they under attack or are you under attack? And I'm talking about over here in America, because we know globally right now, these countries are standing up in defiance against those tyrants that mean to rule over them. Matter of fact, let me take you over to the former senior Trump administration Health and Human Services COVID-19 advisor, Dr. Paul E. Alexander. He made an appearance recently on a radio broadcast to state that the coronavirus task force has deliberately deceived the American people and globally, detailing the infighting that occurred between the task force and President Donald Trump while he was still in office. Now listen, I want to make clear, Donald Trump is the one that opened the curtain to this pandemic. I want to make clear that everybody understands here, friends, that Donald Trump has called himself the father of the vaccine. Okay? It's not a vaccine. It's an experimental injection. Virologists are coming out now and they're saying that there is no virus, and we've known this for some time. We have other doctors calling it a bioweapon where it is a genocide. Okay? Donald Trump is the one that's calling him the father of what you're having to deal with here today. But what we're finding out by this health and Human Services, a former senior Trump administration individual, is the fact that it is all a fraud. It is all a facade. It is deception. Ephesians 4:14. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We are out at the Minnesota State Fair. We're out at the Minnesota State Fair, and this is the last day today. And it's absolutely interesting, friends. You know how I continuously make reference to the Saul Alinsky tactic? You know, the guy that's eating the fruit of his own ways right now, Galatians 6:7. Yeah, he's in hell because he rejected God. God did not reject him. And that's not the desire of the Lord in any sense of the word. The Lord desires that all men come to the knowledge of the truth, but he refused it. And he thought to go ahead and follow his master straight into hell, and now he's there. And what is the tactic? Cause the enemy to believe there's more of us than there really is. I want to show you something, friends, because when I was just out at the Minnesota State Fair, okay, I'm there every day. It's a 3-hour round trip. I drop off whoever's going to man the booth, and what we do is we drive all the way back, we do our articles, then we do radio, and then we go all the way back and do it all over again. We've been doing this for 12 days, okay, for 12 hours a day concerning those that are manning the booth. I want to show you how they're trying to minimize the people's voice in this country, because I continuously highlight it. I see it. I discern it. I know what they're trying to do. They want people isolated. They want them polarized. They want people to believe that they're the only ones. Folks, I want to show you exactly what I'm talking about, and it's a prime example of how the useful idiots in the mainstream media operate. They want to minimize your efforts. This is what I seen at the Minnesota State Fair. I seen literally tens of thousands of people where you could barely move at times, friends. Barely move at all, okay? Just look at these images if you can. If you can't, let me paint the picture for you. If you're listening to us in one of the 153 cities, folks, there were so many people that you literally had a weave and bob every step of the way. You had a weave and bob. There were so many people. So what you're seeing online right now is the tens of thousands walking down one street. Just one street. And here's what's really cool about all of this, okay? And I'm going to show you how the media, mainstream media, just reported it, okay? Just hang on a second. 99.99%, and if I could take it one more percent, I would. Let me say it this way, 99.99.5%, or at least one half of the last percent of the people, not a person had a mask on. Not a person had a mask on. Not one person had a, I'm sorry, not a person had a mask on out of that percentage. I seen about six people that had masks on. Six people out of the whole fair. People were thrilled to get back out and be amongst each other. See how they psychologically break down the people by separating people through all of their unlawful and unconstitutional edicts? Don't put up with it, friends. Don't put up with it at all, because it's not true. We're all saying the same things for the most part. We've just got to come together and communicate to find out what I just said is true. But look at this. Look at all the people that showed up at the Minnesota State Fair. There's not just one picture. There's a whole plethora of pictures from different media sources reporting the truth with a picture, which speaks more than words, doesn't it? Yes. More than 1,000 words, as a matter of fact, because just on this street alone, there is tens of thousands of people just on this one street. That is what I witnessed. But now look at this. This is what the mainstream media reported. This is how they operate. Will Minnesota State Fair attendance pick up for the final weekend? And then what they do is they show you probably, oh, I'm guessing 35, 40, 45 people max walking down the street all broken up. Why? Because they want to minimize the voice of the people. They want you to think, friends, that there's more of them than there is you. Just by the visuals that I showed you, did I see these, this secondary picture that I'm showing you where there's 35 to 40 to 45 people in it? Yeah, I seen that on the outskirts of the Minnesota State Fair. It's the second largest state fair in the United States of America. That was the outskirts. But why do they take so much time in minimizing the voice of the people? Because they want you to think there's more of them than there is of you, when the opposite is true. Okay? Again, just wanted to share that with you. I just noticed it because I was going to bring up the point that we are on the east end of the grandstand at the Minnesota State Fair. It's been a great year. Again, we are at the east end of the grandstand in the Minnesota State Fair with the second row in. Come in. It's the last day. If you're in the state of Minnesota, we've had several people come in and say hello. We've even had people come and say we drove all the way over here just to come and say hello to you people. So we thank you for your support on so many different fronts and on so many different levels. So with that said, friends, again, we appreciate you. Wanted to show you, friends, what they're telling you, once again, is just not true. It is just not true. And again, that's our job, is to reprove darkness, isn't it? And that's what we're doing here, friends, over at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Put that up against Ephesians 5:11. Also wanted to show you something that I was highlighting during the last segment concerning what's going on over in Israel. Okay? Folks, they're breaking down the little countries because they're more controllable. But the issue that they're probably going to have over in Israel is the fact that everybody's armed. So I don't know how that's faring for them right now. But we do know that they're using those people over in Israel as a bunch of guinea pigs, and they know it. Again, keep in mind that 75% of the people in Israel right now are refusing to take the experimental injections. They're calling it a vaccine holocaust. Now, I also want to bring you over to this because it's interesting how this stuff is all coming to the surface as well. We now have Holocaust survivors writing to the European Medicines Agency, making reference to what? Making reference to the Nuremberg Code, which bars government from what they're doing today. Okay? Making reference to what? The Nuremberg Code. Preventing the governments on a global scale from doing the very things that they're doing now. I could play some video, but you're not going to understand a word the woman has to say. But do know, friends, that Holocaust survivors are beginning to go to the governments and these said representatives, these dictators, these tyrant wannabes that are operating arbitrarily through their incumbencies, and they are letting them know that I am a Holocaust survivor, and this is in fact exactly what we went through when there was an Adolf Hitler. So why is history repeating itself once again? Well, because the people haven't quite learned from history. And notice the word his-story, and everything goes back to his story. Go back to the old past, friends, so the new past, you don't learn the hard way concerning how you should have stayed on the old past. Jeremiah 6:16, as a matter of fact. Hey, but worry not, friends. Worry not. We have Ted Cruz here. We have Ted Cruz standing up against the powers that are tolerated by the American people. And what is this globalist doing? He's trying to get you to believe that he's actually taking this stand against what our law already condemns. What am I talking about? Bradley, what are you possibly talking about? Well, here, let me go ahead and play this great American appeaser for you. And he is a globalist. Don't doubt me, friends, because what I'm telling you is exactly right on. He tries to play the people's man. He tries to play the bulldog. And what does he do as he plays the bulldog, friends? He whimpers. He capitulates. He sticks his tail in between his legs. But in front of the cameras, friends, what is he doing? He's playing big and hard, and he's playing the bad boy, and he's roaring big and bad on the behalf of the American people. But what does he do behind closed doors? Absolutely nothing, friends, when it comes to what he said. What am I talking about? Let's go ahead and check this out, friends.
It's simple. There should be no mandates. That's why I've introduced legislation to ban vaccine passports, to ban vaccine mandates, and to end mask mandates on airplanes. Will you help me in this fight by rushing an urgent donation now?
You see how that works, friends? It's always for the money, isn't it? Here, let's just go ahead and do this because we tapped in on this last week, and I want to see his net worth just to show you what it's all about. And he is worth, oh my goodness, Teddy, man, he makes $174,000 a year, and somehow or another, friends, he's worth $3 million, $4 million. Maybe that's that hurry up and rush your donation in and using fear to drive people to support him like they always do, friends. Yep, that's what he's doing. You know, the fact of the matter is, why doesn't he just do his job? Why doesn't he fight the good fight of faith for 1 Timothy 6:12 that he claims that he's fighting? Why doesn't he fight the good fight of faith from where he's been positioned? Did he call for the articles of impeachment on that of Joe Biden? Absolutely not. Remember when he was grilling the big tech companies for their unlawful use of Section 230? Yeah, I remember it. Whatever became of that? Absolutely nothing but more illegal censorship, which is a violation of Article 1 of the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment. Forgive me. Isn't this interesting, friends? If he really wanted to fight on the behalf of the American people that he's to represent, then why doesn't he magnify the law against the crimes of those that are in government today? Nope, he wants more money. Why does he want more money? Because he wants to keep aggrandizing more wealth unto himself. Folks, when are we going to wake up to what's going on here? Because enough is enough of these actors and these clowns in the circus of politics. Quite frankly, I'm sick and tired of them, and I want to see them all brought to justice, which guards our liberty. Isaiah 51, verse 4. Also put that up against Isaiah 26, verse 9. We'll be right back after this break. Got more to share, friends. Got more to share. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's been a tough 8 days in Louisiana since Hurricane Ida made landfall as an intense Category 4 storm, and thousands of people are still without power. Most residents in New Orleans should have power back on Wednesday. That's according to the local energy company. Some areas of the state, though, may not get their lights turned on until the end of the month. NATO is raising concerns about countries that are building up their nuclear arsenals. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg points to efforts from Iran and North Korea.
There are also other players fielding nuclear weapons and advanced missile systems. North Korea and Iran, for example, are blatantly ignoring or breaking the global rules and spreading dangerous technology.
Stoltenberg calling on NATO allies to negotiate with the countries to limit their capabilities. USA Radio News. The violence continues in the Windy City.
Another murderous weekend in Chicago, Illinois, including a 4-year-old child victim. Chicago Alderman Democrat Raymond Lopez tells Fox News his opinion on why the violence continues.
Lori Lightfoot, Kim Fox, neither one of them want to hold criminals accountable. They are too busy coddling criminals and enabling bad behavior. They are bending over backwards, as we saw this weekend with those charges, to get people out onto the street when we know that they are criminals, when we know that they are murderers, when we know that they are doing harm to the city of Chicago. They simply do not have the will, though they have the rhetoric of saying that they support black and brown communities. They do not have the will to protect them. We know that our police officers can go after criminals if we allow them to do their job. We know that if you are committed to violence, you belong in jail.
180 kids have been shot in Chicago this year. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I was just highlighting fact our worthless friend, Ted Cruz. By the way, he's got 5 offices all over the United States of America, and he does nothing but appease the American people. Isn't that crazy? He wants to raise more money to add to his plethora of wealth. He's worth $4 million. He makes $174,000. Did a whole show on this just this last Saturday concerning the conservatives of the day. Yesterday's liberals put that up against Matthew 5:13. They're good for nothing but to be trodden underfoot. They're not calling for justice. They're not enforcing the law, but they swore that they would do so before God and man. But yet again, they're not doing it. But they're begging for more money using fear. And if people would think about it, you need to consider the fact that they're not doing their job with where they're at right now, incumbent. That means in office. He hasn't done nothing that he promised to do. He's just doing fundraisers, Americans. And by the way, for the wise guy on social media platforms that said, you know what, there's a lot more than that. Yeah, listen to Saturday's show, one step ahead of you there. If you want to call in at any time and you want to highlight or you want to call me out or whatever the case might be, you want to contend for the faith, Jude 3, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. This is the video that I just played for you. Help Fight Back is a fundraiser, right? Fear-based, fear-driven. That's the narrative. He's not doing his job. If he was, he would have drew up the articles of impeachment to put a stop to all this. And I want to highlight one more thing, too, friends. He wants to create legislation to stop all these mandates. Well, guess what? The law's already there stopping. these unconstitutional measures through forced mandates concerning injections or shutting down your business or making you wear a mask. Oh, wait a second. Really? Oh, yeah. Remember how I told you that this was coming, friends? It's coming and it's here. The Defender just reported Children's Health Defense, New York Health Commissioner repeals mask mandate for the unvaxxed after federal lawsuit is filed. I want to say this, and I want you to listen to me carefully again. These people that have promulgated this fictitious, friends, this fictitious plandemic, they need to be lawfully held accountable by the people in this country. If you fail in doing so, you better understand that you again are encouraging them to do it all over again on another date. That's called adding strength to more tyranny, and you best rest assured that that's exactly what's going to happen. I want you to listen to what Thomas Jefferson rightly said. Listen carefully. Bear always in mind that a nation ceases to be Republican, Article 4, Section 4, only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. Let me say it again. Bear always in mind that a nation ceases to be Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. So the question that needs to be begged here and answered is, who's the law? Americans, you are. Because Teddy Cruz ain't. Jim Jordan ain't. And yes, ain't is in my dictionary. They're not doing their jobs. I'll tell you who's doing their jobs. The American people are. That's who's bringing these lawsuits against these tyrants. And guess what they're afraid of? Kickback. See, that's why they're trying to minimize your efforts through the mainstream media. Nothing could be further from the truth once again. Once again, friends. Oh, my goodness. I mean, just think about this. And then what do the American people put up with? Well, I have right in front of me, when the American people give forth their voice to their said representatives, what do they have? Well, they have old drug-dealing Mitch McConnell, right? Remember the guy that was busted with he's Mr. Anti-Drug. I just wanted to highlight this real quick. He's Mr. Anti-Drug, but he was busted with 90 pounds of cocaine on his in-law's Ping Mei. That's the name of their ship. He's got strong Chinese connections. But what does it say? McConnell, Biden will not be impeached, removed from office. For, of course, they're talking about the fiasco over in Afghanistan. Americans, I got a question for you. Why do you put up with this? Bear always in mind that a nation ceases to be Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. And you have these corrupt representatives that remain. What are they doing? Is McConnell, the Senate majority leader, is he calling for the prosecution of Biden for treason once again? Absolutely not. Neither did Donald Trump. He highlighted him for treason, but he did nothing with the DOJ to prosecute him, did he? Nope. Now we're dealing with Joe Biden, who we know is guilty of treason, right? Which would be an act of treason on the behalf of Donald Trump for not prosecuting him in the first place. Everybody's mad about it, but yet people don't do anything about it. And I'm not talking about a majority. I'm talking about those that sit there and listen to radio show host after radio show host after radio show host. Here's the answer. You're the government. You're the law. You are. Quit looking for someone else to do what God has commanded you to do, period. Okay? But we're told now by one of the good guys, the Republicans, right? One of those guys on the right, right? That Biden won't be impeached. He's not going to be removed from office. Absolutely not. Do you people not understand that we're protecting each other and all of our crimes? Oh, did I say that? Oh, they say it loud and clear. If you have any discernment, friends, it's exactly what they're doing, and it's exactly what they've been doing for a long time in this country. Can I make one more point before I get to my main topic? 1-866-582-9933. You know how I always continuously make the reference to the people that are telling you for your safety during this whole pandemic right now? Isn't it interesting that they're the ones that sanctioned illegally? There's no law that ever said government could kill babies. If you read the Fifth Amendment of the Bill of Rights, it says just the exact opposite. Okay? Right? And it's interesting that they wanted to, when they made the Bill of Rights or created the Bill of Rights, the architect said that they wanted to avoid what? Misconstruing, right? Misconstruing or misconstruction or abuse of its powers, Well, this is what you have now. All those people that are calling for, you know, just for your safety and make sure that you get mandatorily vaccinated, as they call it, with the experimental jab. Isn't it interesting, Pelosi, again, if people are paying attention, Pelosi plans vote for abortion rights. Wait a second. I thought she was there protecting us. Pelosi plans vote for abortion rights bill as state's eye Texas style ban. That's what it said. Pelosi bans vote for abortion rights bill as state's eye Texas style ban. Okay, so they want to make sure that babies are murdered in the womb, but they want you also, on the other hand, to believe that they're there protecting life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Really, Americans? Can you make up ignorance? Nope. But you wonder why you're in trouble today? Well, you have it, don't you? Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Okay, I'm going to get over to this. This is my main topic. You know, I was just looking up this morning concerning the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And by the way, I have contacts with former agents from the FBI. And I say that in the sense of I know who they are. I'm glad they do what they do, but they're about as diplomatic as the politicians that we tolerate in this country in so many different ways. But with that said, it's interesting to know that there's good guys in the FBI and in the CIA. I got a friend that's in the CIA, and I would consider Kevin Shipp my friend. Okay, Kevin Shipp is my friend. He's former CIA. He sued the CIA for crimes against the people. Now, going back to this individual that I know in the FBI that I wouldn't consider a friend, but I do know who he is, it's interesting to note that when you look at these agencies, both unconstitutional, mind you, it's also interesting to note that these agencies operate compartmentalized. Okay? They operate compartmentalized. So one group doesn't know what the other group is doing. There's good guys in these agencies, and then there's bad guys in these agencies. So I want to make clear of that, okay? But I also want to make clear that, do you remember during this terror attack in New Mexico? Oh, I'm guessing 4 years ago. Do you remember when it was exposed on American soil in New Mexico? We actually had the sheriff on the radio with us exposing what was going on there. And we found out that they had a jihadi camp there, and they were training up these young kids to go into public schools and to commit a jihad. Do you all remember this? This happened in America. And do you also remember they found a little three-year-old boy dead in these tunnels that they had under the ground in this jihadi camp in New Mexico? And do you remember when it was exposed? Do you remember what came out shortly thereafter? Guess who was impeding the investigation? The FBI was. Do you remember this alleged shooting that took place? I mean, we know that there was a shooting, forgive me. But do you remember the shooter and the shooting that took place at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas some time ago? What was that, 3, 4, 5 years ago, 6 years ago? Do you remember when that went down? Do you remember how they kept changing their narrative? As a matter of fact, I even had this guy that I'm talking about in the FBI. He was on the radio show, and I was driving through Atlanta going to an event, and I remember calling in on the show because Tim was interviewing him, and I asked him the question. I said, so is it all of these jihadis that keep changing the narrative, or is it the law enforcement in Las Vegas that keeps changing the narrative? It's hard to identify the enemy, isn't it, friends? Not really if you pay attention to the fruit hanging on the branches of their tree. It wasn't the jihadists changing the narrative. It was our government changing the narrative, I told this FBI agent. He was befuddled. He didn't even know how to answer that. He was confounded. Whoa, I never thought of that. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to get you to think about it, right? Do you remember Randy Weaver? Ruby Ridge, do you remember that back in the 80s? That was under, I believe, George Bush Sr. when he was developing his brown shirts to the FBI. Do you remember they laid siege to Randy Weaver's house? You all remember that? That was the FBI. And do you remember they shot his little boy, Sammy? Every time I talk about it, it gets me there. Do you remember the FBI shot his little 14-year-old boy dead? Do you remember they shot his family dog? Do you remember that? Do you remember the FBI also when Randy Weaver's wife came out the front door holding their baby? Do you remember the FBI, the sharpshooter shot her head off while holding the baby? Do you all remember that? And what you didn't hear about was the government was sued for $3.1 million. But that was the FBI too, okay? I'm going to keep going on here because there's more to come. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just highlighting Randy Weaver and how the FBI laid siege to his home, killed his 14-year-old boy, shot his dog, shot his wife's head off while holding the baby outside of the front door, being mocked in the morning with the dead bodies out there concerning his son and his wife, being mocked by the FBI. And what's interesting to note, this is the organization that we're all raised up to believe that they're working there for the good guy. By the way, they were sued for $3.1 million. Most people do not know that Randy Weaver won that case. And again, for those that did not know, the FBI engineered his crimes. Did you know that? They engineered his crimes. They tried to get him to basically infiltrate the Aryan Nation in Idaho, and he refused to do it. And then they tried to get him to traffic guns, and he wouldn't do it. So they set him up, and they wanted to take him out. Every one of those said agents were promoted. They were all promoted. Okay? I'm not going to play stupid with people and act like just because the mainstream media says they're good guys that they're good guys. No, we're not playing that game here. You're setting yourself up for the fall by doing so. Do you remember David Koresh? Remember that whole thing with the ATF? Oh, and all remember the video? Remember all those kids that were killed in the Waco siege of 1993 under Bill Clinton, under George Herschel Walker Bush is really who was dictating all of that. Do you remember how they basically laid everything to David Koresh for his crimes and what he was doing inside there? And I'm not saying that he was innocent in every step of the way, but he didn't deserve this. But it's also interesting to know who was doing the attacking. And yet the media kept selling to the people that he was the one initiating the attacks when the opposite was true. And then when it all went down, who did they blame? David Koresh. Right, David Koresh. I mean, forget about the government's part to play in all of that, friends. Give me a break. He was set up. They wanted to make an example out of somebody, friends, and too many people drank the Kool-Aid. How many times has the FBI been busted directly or indirectly with what's going on? Here, let me give you another one, just in case you're unaware of this latest one. We know that through even the mainstream media sources that this alleged kidnapping that took place, the attempted kidnapping plot, in Michigan there. Did you know that it's now coming to the surface that it was all engineered by the FBI? All engineered by the FBI. Of course. This is what the brown shirts do. They create the crime and then they blame their political opposition because they want to equate their political opposition to the bad guys. They're creating enemies of the state. They've been doing this for a long time. So for the sake of time, I have to get over to the main topic. Okay? Preying on children. When the FBI agents get caught. Wow. Isn't that crazy? Folks, whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. You must understand this. Whatever's tolerated at the top will go to the bottom. Let's put it that way. It's also interesting, before I highlight this, it was John McAfee, the guy that designed the computer system for the government. A week and a half before he was dead, we played the video and the audio on the show for you. Do you remember that when he came out, he had highlighted two other issues that had nothing to do with the talking points when he was being interviewed? Do you remember he made the point to tell everybody that when he opened up the system that he designed for the government, that he found out that it was the State Department in the United States that was child trafficking? Of course they are. He also brought up the fact that it was our government doing the drug trafficking. Of course they are. We've known that for decades in this country. We've known that for decades. So this next report should come as no surprise. When the FBI agents get caught, according to WTOC.com, FBI agent arrested for crimes against children. You ever notice that when children go missing? You ever notice when there's an investigation and then it hits the FBI, it hits the ceiling, and then all of a sudden the investigation goes nowhere? Anybody paying attention to the CPS and how they're trafficking children, orphans? I mean, I could go on with this for hours, friends. Of course they're the responsible party. FBI agent arrested for crimes against children. Tallahassee, Florida, WCTV. The Franklin County Sheriff's Office says an arrest warrant has been issued for an FBI agent on a slew of criminal charges, including sexual battery. FCSO, the acronym, says FBI Supervisor Special Agent David Harris, 51, who was tasked with investigating crimes against children. Crimes against children, friends. He's 51 years old, including child pornography. Including child pornography. And I want to say this, too, to all of my listeners right now. My connection just went down on social media platforms. Just went down. Why? Because of the truth that I'm telling you. That's why. I want to go on here. He was tasked with investigating crimes against children, including child pornography. He's currently incarcerated. And what's he incarcerated for, friends? He's incarcerated for, in Louisiana, facing charges of indecency with a child, crimes against nature, and sexual battery. Folks, who promotes that more than the mainstream media and Hollywood and Disney? Nobody does. Officials say a complaint was made to the department in February of this year regarding Harris, who exposed himself in a lewd and lascivious manner to a then 14-year-old kid in July of 2019 while on St. George Island for a family vacation. This is an FBI agent, friends, that was appointed over the business of stopping the crimes when, in fact, they were the ones committing the crimes. Okay? According to authorities, evidence was found during an investigation into Harris that led to other felonies committed by Harris of a sexual nature with minors and adults in the states of Louisiana and Texas, causing a joint investigative task force to be started by the Louisiana State Police and the Texas Department of Public Service. Authorities say records obtained from Harris' government-issued electronic devices found conversation excerpts from Harris claiming his sexual preference to underage kids and admitting to incidents, including what was alleged while on vacation on St. George Island. Harris was arrested earlier this summer in a parish, in a church parish. Okay, Louisiana and his outstanding arrest warrants out of the East Baton Rouge and Orleans Parish, Louisiana, as well as Tyler. FBI officials say that the FBI has dismissed Harris's employment. Oh, well, good for you. Good for you. Hey, friends, how many times does this have to happen before the American people figure out, again, what is going on? If crime runs rampant, it means a law has been lowered. When you lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. Where there is no law, there is no transgression. Romans 4:15. And if there is no transgression, friends, then guess what? It means they're not committing a crime. But I'm here to show you and point my finger back to the law to tell you that there is a transgression, and what they are doing, friends, stinks to high heaven, and they must lawfully be held accountable. I want to say this to all those that want to go ahead and walk down that road and think that they're just going to go ahead and do whatever they want to do, and when they die, they're just going to become worm food. I'm here to tell you that you're sadly, sadly mistaken. When you die and you leave this life, you face your judge, Hebrews 9:27. Revelation 21, verse 8. You will answer for everything that you've done in this life, both good and bad. You'll give an account for every idle word. Again, you will answer for everything that you have done in this life. And you're either going to end up in heaven or you're going to end up in hell. But I want to say this to those that lay for children. Remember what Luke 17:2 tells us. It's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck rather than to offend one of these little children. And it amazes me to no end how these creeps, these pedophiles, these hell-bound criminals think that they're just going to go ahead and have a free hand at laying for children. Again, I want to remind you that there is a reason vigilante justice is on the rise in so many different ways. Friends, we got to come to terms with the fact that we are the law in this country. And regardless of who they want to be, claim to be, or think that they're above the law on so many different fronts, we have to put them in the proper position of understanding that, again, the American people under God are the law in this country. Because without it, this is what's going to continuously run down the streets of America, claiming to be something that, in fact, they are the opposite of what they claim to be. And we need to hold them accountable to the very laws that God has established, like it or not, because it applies to every single one of us. Because, friends, in the spirit, the law is perpetual. It is perpetual. That means it's always ongoing. So God's going to have his way one way or another. We love you by what we do. Strange things occurring on our social media platforms right now. Strange things. I've never had that happen before. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse?
Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.